Well, he talked a lot about trying to control federal spending, how he would put a bunch of agencies on sort of a zero-based budgeting and make them try and justify each expenditure. He also talked some about the Energy Department possibly being a candidate for cutting spending, suggesting it hadn't done enough to hold down the increase in foreign oil imports. He wanted to hold off on some other things, saying he didn't want to be criticized about a long list of federal spending cuts. In other topics, he mentioned that he has sold his BP stock, the British Petroleum oil stock, and he also talked about wanting to expand the use of nuclear power and, as he said before, look into the privatization option for Social Security, but not force anyone to go the privatization route.
And Chuck, what's the reaction today from the Feingold campaign?
Well, State Democratic Party was there at the panel monitoring things and suggested that Johnson did not fully answer a question about this federal grant to the company that he now works for, now controls, the grant 1979 that may have helped create Johnson's job. He didn't really answer that question. And also, Democrats are suggesting that Johnson's answers today and other days would make him a candidate to vote quite in lockstep with other Republicans in the Senate.
Sean, in the governor's race between Republican Scott Walker and Democrat Tom Barrett, what have been the key items of the week?
Well, right out of the gates this week, they both came out touting their own success in creating jobs. From Walker's campaign, he was talking about a jobs plan that's mostly similar to one that he introduced back in February of this year. Talks about cutting taxes, getting government out of the way, and as he calls it, curbing frivolous lawsuits. If there was something new in the plan, it was that Walker talked about cutting taxes specifically for small businesses, but he didn't have details on how that would work. Tom Barrett came out and talked about his own successes as sort of a pragmatist when it comes to creating jobs, working with the private sector as a member of government, and he pointed to a redeveloped area of Milwaukee as one of those successes.
Sean, you're on a Wisconsin Broadcasters Association panel tonight questioning Walker and Barrett that WPR is carrying live tonight at 7, we should mention. What can we expect from that?
You know, I hope you can expect good questions and good substantive answers. I kind of expect it's going to be a pretty aggressive debate no matter what gets asked. I just get the sense that these campaigns are really getting ready to go after each other, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do tonight.
And Sean, President Obama is coming to the UW-Madison next week on behalf of the Democratic candidates. Why the campus visit?
One of those things you don't even really have to analyze. The Obama campaign is saying, the Democratic National Committee is saying they're coming to campuses to energize young voters. These are people who supported Obama and helped him to victory in 2008, helped him dramatically in places like Wisconsin, and they're showing signs that they may not vote in the midterms. So the president's trying to get them energized.
WPR's Sean Johnson and Chuck Hornbach. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.